Unit 9. Extra Listening. Page 75. The Future of the Newspaper. You are going to hear a show discussing the future of the newspaper. Listen and choose the correct answer.
Hello and welcome to Media Watch. Today's guest is Professor Mary Bing, an editor and member of the World News Group. She's here to speak about the future of newspapers. Good morning, Professor Bing.
Good morning, John.
Before we talk about newspapers, could you please tell us about the World News Group?
Certainly. The World News Group is an organization made up of newspaper journalists, editors, and reporters in various countries. One of the things we do is to help developing countries start publishing newspapers.
So how does publishing a newspaper help these countries?
Well, in order to help these countries develop, their citizens need to be informed of world events. Although there are different ways of keeping up with these events, like television and the internet, many poor people in developing countries haven't got access to modern technology, so they rely on a newspaper for information.
That makes sense. But what about people in developed countries around the world? I'm sure that today, most people get their information from electronic media. How are newspapers surviving in those countries?
You bring up an interesting point. While it's true that some newspapers have lost readers to the internet, other newspapers have actually decided to use technology to help them increase the size of their reading audience.
How can they increase their audience? The internet must be a serious threat to newspapers.
Let me give you a little background before I answer your question. The idea of print media has been around for over 2,000 years. Over the years, this form of media has had to deal with many challenges. But, as you can see, there are still newspapers printed in towns and cities all over the world. Newspapers have had to adapt to survive.
Over 2,000 years? I thought that newspapers were first printed about 300 years ago.
That's true, if you're talking about daily newspapers. The first regularly printed newspapers appeared in Europe and North America in the early 17th century. But the idea of using print media to spread information began many years before. The first recorded form of print media was created by Julius Caesar in 59 BC.
So Julius Caesar established the first newspaper?
In a way, yes. Caesar wanted to inform the public about important social and political events. Large information boards were displayed in popular places like markets. These boards informed the public about politics, government scandals, trials and executions, and military campaigns. In a way, not much has really changed from what we read in today's newspapers.
Yes, those boards were like the newspapers we're familiar with. So I guess it's correct to say that newspapers started here in Europe.
Well, if you mean printed newspapers, that would be correct. But the Chinese actually circulated handwritten newspapers as early as the 8th century. You see, people have always had a need to know what was happening in the world around them. The main difference today is that people have immediate access to information, whereas in the past, you might have had to wait days or weeks.
So let's get back to the present. Could you tell us how newspapers are competing with the electronic media? In your opinion, will internet news eventually replace newspapers?
No, it's not the first time that newspapers have been threatened. When television became popular, people said that TV would be the end of printed news because people could get the news more quickly. And in fact, some newspapers did close down. But many others learned how to keep their readers interested.
What did they do?
They changed their writing style to suit a public that wanted short, quick stories, like the ones reported on television. They added colour pictures and additional features like fashion and travel, so the readers continued buying and reading newspapers.
You have to admit that the internet is a different kind of challenge than television. With the internet, people have got immediate access to information at their fingertips.
Correct. And that's the reason that most newspapers have got a website version of their printed paper. It certainly attracts a lot of their readers to the website, but it hasn't hurt sales of the printed version.
I still don't understand why people continue to buy newspapers if they can read them online.
First of all, it's a matter of habit. You have to remember that newspapers were the primary source of information before the internet was created. Some people still haven't got an internet connection, and others prefer the feel of a printed paper. Another reason why people continue to buy newspapers is that the web papers don't carry all the stories and articles that are available in the printed news. People who want to know more, or who like reading a favourite journalist, will find what they want in the printed newspaper. Over 1 billion people read a newspaper every day. So I think that newspapers are here to stay.
Thank you, Professor Bing, for talking to us today. Listen again next week for more information on Media Watch.